Hey friends, it's me, Katie Ann, and your host to the Full Confidence Ahead podcast, where we go on a journey together tackling the fears of life, from family relationships to finance, from careers to community. Today, I'm so excited because life gives you so many transitions. And in all of that, fear comes out. And that's why we need a transition coach. And so I am so excited today. We have Charis Santilli with us. She is a certified fearless coach. She is a transition coach. She is a podcaster as well. And I will introduce her more and more formally once we're back from our sponsors. But hang in there through life, because we are literally talking about transitions of all types today. So hang in there, right? Once we have our sponsors, we are so grateful for our sponsors. They make it so you get this podcast every single week for free. So hang in there for about 30 seconds and then we'll be right back.
Have you ever felt scared swiping your card at a cash register, not knowing if it would be declined or maxed out on your credit limit? Believe me, I've been there, holding my breath, waiting to check out. Thankfully, all of that fear melted away and turned into confidence when I took a financial literacy course. The PowerPay Money Master course has changed my experience at the cash register from fearful to fearless. The online course is video-based and gives you real-life money smarts. USU Extension is offering a free Money Master course to all Full Confidence Ahead listeners. Go to extensioncourses.usu.edu/KatieAnnPowell and add the Money Master course to your cart. The link will give you the $40 course for free. You can also get the course discount by going to extensioncourses.usu.edu and finding the Money Master course under the Finance category. Use the code KatieAnn, KatieAnn with no spaces, at checkout to claim your $40 discount and free course.
Okay, Charis, we are so excited to have you on. Thank you so much for coming on our podcast today.
I'm so happy to be here, KatieAnn.
I just want to introduce you to our podcast listeners. We are so excited to have you, with your knowledge that you're taking your time to be with us, to share with us, especially here on Full Confidence Ahead, where you are literally like this. You are the perfect person to be the guest. You are the expert in these areas. I'm so excited for our podcast listeners to connect with you and hear from you. So I just want to introduce you a little bit and share some things off of your incredible bio. So first off, to our podcast listeners. So Charis is the founder of Charis Your Life, which is the cutest title. And that is the podcast. She is a podcast host. She's a fulfillment and life transitions coach, speaker, podcast host, like I mentioned. So you should definitely go and find her podcast right after this episode, so you get a lot more content from her, not just this 30-minute episode. She is multifaceted. She's been she's had entrepreneurial experience for multiple decades. She's a certified fearless living coach, certified fearless trainer. She's a positive intelligence trainer. There is just a lot in her life. I would love for you to share how this all happened with the hot air balloon and your dad in just a moment. But I just want to express gratitude that you're on here with us and our podcast listeners. This is just a joy to have you on here. You specialize in guiding entrepreneurs, doctors, financial advisors to become chief emotional officers. Wow. That's such a beautiful thing. So thank you for taking the time for us.
I'm happy, so happy to be here. Like I said, we were just talking before we turned record on, and you and I met online sort of serendipitously. And it's one of those fun things to be able to find a connection that cuts through all the noise suddenly, right, to, initially supposed strangers, and then to have us, hit it off so well and be able to support each other and realize how we can support each other's clients. And that is so fulfilling right there. And I'm excited about this conversation.
Yeah. I'm so excited to jump into this conversation. And I got to read a little bit of the background of your story of kind of what even got you into transitions. And I'd love for you to share that with our podcast listeners, of that hot balloon incident with your dad and how that kind of shaped and helped you find your purpose in life.
Yeah. So Entrepreneurship for me started when I was a kid. My parents were entrepreneurs. So I grew up in this kind of a household. Literally, they built a business from scratch that started in our kitchen when I was around 11 or 12. Wow. That was at the beginning of it. And that really grew. And I watched that evolve. And then I modeled after all that hard work and the, you know, the nights, the weekends, the hard work, hard play moments. And I got all the accolades in high school and, you know, just modeled after that high achieving type of behaviors that I saw my parents. Went off to college, came back over the summer for my dad's 50th birthday. And that was the summer I was turning 19. This was 1994, to put it in perspective. And some of you may not have been alive then, but it was, we went on a hot air balloon ride. And it was a beautiful ride, really hot day, but we still had a beautiful ride, except something went terribly wrong when we came into land. And the pilot knew we were coming in like too fast, too hard, and told us to like hold on time tight and brace ourselves. And we hit the ground hard and the basket bounced, came up. It's kind of just, you can't really, if you've never been in one, you, just so you know, you can't really fly these things. It's not like an airplane with massive controls. You're literally just dealing with air. And so we went back up a bit, came back down to try again. My dad directed us to like hold onto the corners, but there weren't enough of corners. He was holding onto the side of the basket. We hit again hard. The basket tipped. My dad rolled out. His foot got caught on one of the cords and he was drug the length of a football field through corn fields and alfalfa fields. And I was just completely hysterical. I don't even remember how we got down. Somehow we got down, ran over to him. He was conscious, but he wasn't moving. But he saw me in complete hysterics, his little girl, and he looked up at me and said, "You should see the other guy." So he cracked a joke. Oh. And so he had a broken neck and is paralyzed. My mom turned to alcohol, became an alcoholic. She battled with that for a couple decades until it got the best of her, literally. And she passed away about 10 years ago. My own coping mechanism, I went to workaholic, busy, 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 gave me an illusion of control and made me feel better, supposedly. But eventually that caught up with me. Fortunately, I found a therapist along the way, or rather she found me. I wasn't really looking. And then about 11 years ago, I met my first life coach. And I didn't even know what life coaching was at the time, and added her into the mix and realized the benefit of coaching and therapy, like separately, yet the combined benefit was astonishing. And coaching offered me something that the therapy didn't. It was just a different approach. And it really helped me get unstuck in some new ways. So many years of exploring all kinds of personal development things and working with my coach and group and one-on-one settings, ultimately, I found that that's what I wanted to do. So that's what I do now. I, you know, after a few different prior lives in graphic design and marketing and other things that I've pursued, now I am a full-time coach and I absolutely love it. I typically, most of the, what I'm doing is one-on-one work. And I just love being able to guide people, especially through various types of transitions. And those can be career transitions. They can also be other types of life transitions. Like I, for instance, I have a longtime client coming to mind who every year as her young kids change grades, it's like transition every year, you know, for the grades, the schools, the classrooms, the teacher assistant, the whole thing. So she's going through those kinds of transitions constantly. And I'm helping her through those as we go through. And then I've got people changing from one career to another, wanting to start a business, selling a business, semi-retirement, like the whole gamut. But the common theme is a lot of transitions. And that's tends to be who I'm working with these days.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing your story too. The fact that you have come out on top and used your challenges as a strengthening mechanism in your life, and as you've seen your family members not, or as you've done that, I think also as you share that, us as podcast listeners, we suddenly perk up our ears, because when people say, oh, I can coach you through this, yes, they have knowledge, but you have two things. You have knowledge and you have experience of having gone through an incredibly major transition for a long time. And so that makes me just absolutely open up and be open to and receptive to your knowledge of not only, okay, yes, you have, you're certified, like obviously you're intelligent entrepreneur, you can tell me what to do, but you've also done exactly what you've gone through. And that is a powerful combination as a transition coach. And so thank you for sharing that story, because it helps us also recognize that, okay, obviously not only are you smart, but yes, I want to listen to every single thing that you say and use it, because it's changed your life too. So I'm so glad we started there. And I just want to start with, how do you even define a transition? Because I love how you mentioned too, of every single school year is a transition. And yes, it is. Every teacher is different, and helping your child just adjust to that new teacher and that new grade, that's a transition. And then there's scales of transition. So how do you define that?
I think it's a time of some kind of change that is either put on us, you know, externally, so certain circumstances, or that we are choosing to have an internal shift too. But I think both qualify, but it's a significant time of change, which could be determined by external circumstances and or internal circumstances. Meaning, like for me, there was a lot of transitions through my journey that were internal shifts. And now that I look back, you know, I could say, oh yeah, wow, big transitional time. You know, different years I can look at and say, oh yeah, that was a year where I was really transitioning, up-leveling how my relationships are, you know, how I show up in my marriage and with my father and with my people close to me, and like, just like transitioning how I am. I remember one year, like my focus word of that year was lighthearted. Like I just was like, can I just be more lighthearted in all my relationships? That was something I practiced. But you know, technically, like we're constantly going through transition. There's not really any moment where we aren't, but that's how I tend to look at it. Something significant externally brought about externally, or that we are wanting to change internally and that we're like making that shift inside of us.
Okay. I've never heard it defined like that. That was the most beautiful definition I've ever heard, because I've definitely gone through internal transitions and it's been an adjustment. It's been different, but to describe, I've never had the words to describe that. And you just defined something in me that I didn't even realize, that there can be those internal transitions. Why in your perspective too, or at least maybe it's just because I haven't had a coach, but transitions are hard. Like, why are these things hard? And I know my mom's always, she's always defined it kind of like a crossroads, as transitions are kind of like a railroad crossroads and they're noisy. And so that's how she's taught me too. But I'd love to hear your perspective. Why are they hard? Do I just need you more in my life? Well, probably both, but.
Well, I can tell you, so my training, the foundation beneath it, like the founder of Fearless Living, where I'm trained and other things that I follow too and have woven into my coaching, is all has connections in neuroscience, which helps us understand literally how we operate and why. So I can tell you that literally there is a whole chunk of your brain that is against and resistant to change, period, end of story. So you've got the fear center in your brain that literally is thinking it's keeping you safe by keeping you the same. Safe equals same, in its mind. It doesn't understand otherwise. Basically, it's like everything in your life right now is apparently working because you're alive today. So nothing should change. Because if anything changes, that's risky. Don't let her do that. No. So safe is keeping everything the same and that's your comfort zone, but you may not like it. It may not all be comfortable, but literally part of your brain doesn't give a crap about that because it's not looking at that because it's unfortunately not evolved with us. And it doesn't know the difference between, you know, true life or death situations and other things. So that, and then in connection with that left hemisphere, we've got a very analytical, logical part of our brain, which will then team up with this fear center. And then they kind of work in cahoots with each other, justifying each other's behavior for, like, again, keeping us the same, putting things in boxes and keeping us from stretching. Excuse me. So that is, it's hard to expand and make changes when you've got a whole chunk of your brain against it. To expand, you have to face up against often hidden, invisible fears. And that is not easy. It's not easy at all. And so it's like, you know, when a call comes through from someone and you're like, and you just kind of like wince a little, or you need to send a text, but you're just hesitating or you're rewriting it 10,000 times. Or you need to get back to someone with an email and you just keep staring at it, or have a difficult conversation. Like all of those things, fear is coming up because it's all stretching you. It's uncomfortable and breaking you out of a norm in some way. And why do you say yes when you want to say no? Why do you say no when you want to say yes? It's all connected with this. So you're not alone. No, and for listeners out there, you're not alone. You're not crazy. You don't have a problem that is yours alone. Everyone is like this, including me and every other coach out there. We're all doing the work in some capacity, and it is not easy. This is the hardest work.
You just described my everyday. You feel so much better. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've hesitated on emails or rewritten them all the time. Or when that phone goes off, you just have to take that deep breath because you don't necessarily, or said yes when you want to say no, or the opposite away. You've just made me feel so much better of, okay, this is not a unique experience, that this is my brain. And if I know it's my brain, then I know it's a muscle that can be changed. So you just gave me so much hope, like, okay, normal. Totally normal. My brain is trying to function. And I know life coaching is very individual too. It's a coach and a client relationship where you're creating a life plan, but can you also boil down some tactical things that could apply to all of us so what do we do with that now? Like, what are a couple strategies, a couple tactics that you could help us? So then it gets people to the next step. So then they'll be ready to reach out to you and have that one-on-one time too.
Yeah. So the first couple things with any kind of change and to battle against what's going on inside you that you don't even realize is subconscious is a willingness. Mm-hmm. Like, are you willing to be, you know, to like be more aware to explore this in the first place? Like, do you want to change at all? Do you want to have anything shift? And then once you know that you have some willingness, then awareness. Awareness is always the first step with any change. And I'm sure that that's covered too when you're working with people on their financial stuff. You know, it's like, let's look. Is there really a boogeyman under the bed? You know, like let's just look and look at everything. So awareness to be able to catch what is going on. Awareness of your body sensations when you feel any sense of fear, whether it be in connection with these seemingly small, silly things that we talked about, or something much bigger, what emotions are typical for you too. These are all fear symptoms, and they can be like the flashing light to you telling you, you know, hey, warning, caution, you know, something's up right now. So awareness of those, getting to know your body, getting to know how you feel emotionally and physically so that you know, like the first signs, because it's, in working with me, one of the things we typically do is we end up going and discovering your wheel of fear and your wheel of freedom. And once you're on the wheel of fear, think of it like momentum. Like if I started my car and you were right in front of me, if I just started it and started like going 1-2 miles an hour, you could literally get in front of it and stop it. But if you can catch it at the early sign, right? So early, you can stop it easier. But you let me get on the freeway and I'm going 60. You are going to get run over and that's going to be it. So momentum is key. And so if it gets momentum and you don't catch it early, much harder to stop. So the earlier you can catch these things by being aware of your own body sensations and emotional feelings that are like the first early signs, like if you tend to like irritation or overwhelm or exhaustion or that kind of, you know, whatever it is for you, lump in your throat, tightness in your chest, flipping of your stomach, you know, maybe a little bit of sweat, palms or something. So whatever these are for you, you can identify them and then be more aware of them. You can catch it faster. So that's one of the things. And then as soon as you catch it, we talk about how to do proactive behaviors to move yourself away from your wheel of fear over to wheel of freedom, which is not the opposite. It's more like the antidote. But one of the simple things that I'll tell you right now is that anything focusing on one sense, like sight, sound, touch, like just one sense where you're super hyper focused, is a great way to quiet the mind. That's why some people do mindful meditation practices, et cetera. But you can literally do that in like a 20-second moment to help redirect yourself, you know, listening for a sound far away and close to you, seeing if you can hear your own breath, really focusing on your butt in your chair or your feet on the ground, hand on your belly, really taking a deep breath. Any of these things where you're like hyper-focused on one of your senses can really help to calm your nervous system and be a proactive behavior, i.e. a behavior that you're choosing in order to calm and center your system and stop the momentum of the most likely unconscious fear stuff that is starting to take you over maybe in a subtle way, maybe in an obvious way. So there's a couple thoughts for you.
Those are incredible thoughts. I love how you've talked about that there's this will of fear and that there's this will of freedom as well. And there's a choice, that there's a natural reaction. And you've just given me a couple things of awareness of my body to stop it early, and then some grounding techniques. That's huge. And I want to make sure that our podcast listeners can now take this. Now we can all be a little bit more astute with our reactions, and we can also have that moment. I loved your technique of listening for a sound far away. And I live in a big city, so there's a lot of sounds far away. But you live here, and so you kind of just drown it out. Like, you don't think about it. But to actually focus on that, oh my goodness, that's going to be my new grounding exercise. Like, that's beautiful. And doesn't take me long and can be done anywhere because there's sounds all the time.
Yeah, like just to be like, what's the furthest thing? Yeah. And then what's the closest thing? And then like, yeah, can you drown it all out then, and then hear your own breath going in and out of your nose? It's really interesting technique.
Oh, that is a game changer, just to have that little bit. Before we finish up our podcast, I want to hear one thing, and then I want to make sure that our podcast listeners can connect with you. So I want to hear your piece of advice, and then please let us know how we can find your website, how we can get coaching from you, your podcast, all of those things. And podcast listeners, all of those links will also be in the link in the show notes here, but we want to hear it from you in your wonderful voice.
Great. So advice to my younger self. I would say that, I think back at different ages of me and I kind of laugh inside because I'm like, would I listen? So then I think, okay, what would I listen to? So what comes to mind is something like, know that no matter what happens, you're going to be more than okay, and your life is going to be awesome.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Like, and to trust that, and to practice trusting yourself more, because you have a tendency to kind of seek out guidance, like a little extra and from, you know, like direction, not, you know, from a lot of the things. And it took me a long time to really learn how to trust myself. And so I think, you know, in connection with that, but I think the first part I would maybe like retain, and actually that would maybe sink in. And then how to find me. So I am Charis Your Life on all the socials. My name, easiest way to pronounce it and spell it, is to think of the city Paris, but put a CH in the front instead. So Charis Your Life. My website is charisyourlife.com. My podcast is called Charis Your Life. My podcast is has a personal development focus. I have on some guests. You're going to be a guest, so I'm excited about that. I have a lot of solo episodes too that are very short, like the core part of the episode, 5 to 10 minutes, often, sometimes a little longer. I get to the nuts and bolts of a lot of interesting concepts and things I see out in the world and inspire me. And then I want to share them with you. And then I have a little, you know, downloadable resource called Your Life Transition Toolkit. You can get that at charisyourlife.com/toolkit. And that's a little free resource. And you can kind of come, you know, get some guidance there. And then I do one-on-one coaching. And on the homepage of my website, there's a link to click if you want to schedule a call to actually talk with me about what that would look like and how I may be able to support you right now. So there you go.
Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. I'm going to make sure that all those links are in our show notes. So podcast listeners, you can go enjoy that incredible free resource and get coaching from her. So thank you so much for taking the time to be with us. This has been a delight.
After every episode, I'm amazed at what each of our guests have accomplished in their lives. They inspire me to go for my dreams and seize opportunities. The reality of life is that every opportunity and dream has a financial implication, and knowing how to manage and grow your money will not only help you achieve your goals, but also get to them faster. Utah Money Moms has been a resource for me to learn how to better manage my money and turn my dreams into reality. Their website is full of interactive material to engage all learning styles. My favorite resource is their free monthly webinars, where I can listen and have my questions answered by financial counselors and educators. Head on over to utahmoneymoms.com or Utah Money Moms on Instagram to access free empowering material. Again, that is utahmoneymoms.com or Utah Money Moms on Instagram. Thanks for listening in on the Full Confidence Ahead podcast. Weekly on Tuesdays, we'll continue our journey of confidence together through new interviews and insights. Make sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on the latest conversations and confidence boosts. And by the way, you got this, because you deserve to live life full confidence ahead. See you next week.